Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the University of Minnesota women's hockey team, Brad Frost. And you guys were off last weekend for the Four Nations Cup. How excited were you to see some of your former players and current players in that tournament?
Well, it's great. I mean, anytime you can see some of your current and former players playing with their national teams and at the highest level in women's hockey, it's pretty exciting for them, certainly first and foremost. But for us as a program, I think it speaks volumes to the type of players that we recruit and develop, and to see them on that big stage is really neat.
You had three of your players on Team USA winning the gold medal. How fun is it for your current players to see that is a possibility someday down the road for them?
Well, it's neat, and there's a few on our current team with Danny Cameron-Easy and Lee Steckline, Hannah Brandt, who didn't get invited this year but have been out at the Four Nations and the World Championships before and won those gold medals. And so it's an exciting thing for them and for our younger players to be able to look up to them and our alumni that are on those teams and hopefully be there themselves one day.
You mentioned those three players. I know Hannah Brandt is just 5 points shy of all-time career points leader over Natalie Darwitz. I was also surprised not to see her on Team USA, but what does that say about, in general, the talent pool that's out there?
Well, I think it's grown immensely over the last, 5 or 6 years in particular. It's exciting for just for the growth of the game, really, all over the world. Same with in Canada, and the European countries are still trying to catch up. But for Team USA and Team Canada to not take a lot of collegiate players and still be incredible hockey, I think it just really is something to be excited about as a women's hockey fan and definitely as a women's hockey coach.
Hannah's just one goal shy of that 100 career goal mark. Looking back on her as a freshman, now she's a senior, how much has she matured and improved as a player?
Well, I think the biggest thing that Hannah has improved on is her skating. That was the knock on her as she was coming into college. Fortunately for us and for a lot of people, we evaluate more than just the skating piece. She's an incredibly gifted hockey player, very smart, loves to make great passes, great plays on the ice, and can also put the puck in the net herself. So to see her grow into more of a leader and have that, really carrying the team on her back and wearing the C on her jersey has been fun to watch. And she's a great player, but an even better person.
Coach, I know your team is always stacked with some of the best players in the country, but your team has the national rookie scoring leader in Sarah Potomac. Did you expect her to make this quick of an impact?
Well, I don't know if you ever expect a freshman to come in and lead your team in points or lead the country in points right off the bat, but Sarah's the best Canadian to come out of that country this year, and we knew that, and I think the majority of people knew that Sarah is an incredibly gifted player, and to see the transition that she's been able to make into the collegiate game is one that's been very, very fun to see. Sometimes it takes freshmen, even very skilled freshmen, a semester or two or even a year to really figure it out. But Sarah's come in and adapted very well and played very well early on. And let's be honest, it doesn't hurt playing with Hannah Brandt and Danny Cameron-Easy either.
I was looking at the stats for your team, and one that stood out probably above anything else was your power play, 45.2%. Your team scored 14 power play goals in 31 chances. Why is your team so hard to shut down on the power play?
Well, I think, when you put five very gifted and talented players on the ice against another team's four, you've automatically got the advantage. But, we've been running the same power play for the last 15 years that I've been at the University of Minnesota. And so everybody knows what we do, and we're okay with that. There's just so many different options out of it. And we want to keep it as simple as possible. There's not a ton of necessarily high level pretty plays. It's just a matter of keeping it simple, keeping pucks on the forehand and taking what the opposition gives you. And when you have five players or 10 for us on our second power play unit as well, when they all understand that, generally we're going to get some real good chances or at least an opportunity to score if we don't score.
Your team is now 9-1 on the season. Your only loss coming against the University of North Dakota. What was it about North Dakota that they were able to beat your team?
Well, they came out with a lot of energy the second night there, and even though we were up 1-0 after the first period, we were very disappointed with our play. And in the second period, it got even worse. And, you know, credit to North Dakota. They really pushed us and they played hard. They played very well defensively and took a lot of our options away. And in the third period, I thought we played very, very well and gave ourselves an opportunity to get back in that game, but just couldn't find a way to tie it up there in the end. But, you know, it's games that I would anticipate similar to this weekend, where Bemidji's going to play us extremely tough. They're going to block shots. There's no secrets about our power play. There's no secrets about Bemidji and how they like to play. And you can see so far this year and in the success that they had against us last year, they know how to win big games, and so it should be a great weekend of hockey.
With the weekend off for your team and BSU being one of only two teams in action last weekend, they took over the number two spot in WCHA play, knocking you guys to number three. Does that just add a little fuel to the fire for your girls?
Well, definitely allows us as coaches to bring some things up to our team and remind them about the fact that we went 2-2-1 against Bemidji last year. They knocked us out of the WCHA tournament championship and they're ranked number 5 in the country. And so when you add all those things together, if we don't come out and play hard this weekend, then I think we've got bigger issues. And so we're really excited about it. We know they're going to be tight games and should be a lot of fun.
Brad, as always, it's a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks so much for your time.
You as well, Kelly. Thanks.